Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. As believers, we hear a lot of talk, conversations, teachings, and sermons about the blessings of God, all of which prompts us to ask you a question. Do you want to know how you can understand and receive every blessing God has for you?
Wow, that's a good question. The answer is found in Philemon 1:6, and this in God's Word translation, where it says, "As you share the faith you have in common with others, I pray that you may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ." That's just really one of several.
It is.
But I do love that.
Every blessing we have in Christ.
Amen.
Can somebody say hallelujah?
Philemon 1:6 in the New Living Translation says, "And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ."
Can somebody say hallelujah and praise the Lord?
Here we go.
Our ability to understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ comes from putting our faith into action. As Dr. Morris Cirillo said years ago, faith is a fact, but you gotta act. Back to Philemon 1:6 in the New Living Translation, which talks about putting into action the generosity that comes from our faith. Our faith makes us generous. Because the God we serve in the actions we take.
Mm-mm. 1 Chronicles 16:8 says, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." And the Message Bible translation of this same verse, 1 Chronicles 16:8-9, says, "Thank God, call out his name. Tell the whole world who he is and what he's done. Sing to him, play songs for him, broadcast all his wonders." Hallelujah.
Amen. I love it. You know, when your favorite athlete does something remarkable.
You mean like Aaron Judge?
Like Aaron Judge with the Yankees. You want to talk with all your friends about his or her accomplishments. When our favorite team wins the big game.
Yay.
We want to brag on them. When we see our favorite actor or actress give an Oscar-worthy performance that's decent.
That's the only guy we want.
That's it. We want to talk about it. When we're recognized on our jobs.
Or our children are.
Yeah. Oh. We want to tell our friends about it. When we're selected for special recognition at church or in any sort of activity, we want to let people know about it. And back to our kids, honey. When they excel in a sporting event, academic or extracurricular pursuit.
Or the grandkids.
Or the grandsugars. We like bragging on them. Well, we even brag on our pets.
That's true.
For doing a particularly good trick. We brag on our cars for the gas mileage or how they look.
We brag on our library.
Yes, we
with
do.
With how many books we have.
We do that.
Because the list is long. And what do I do with them? Anyway.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But there's nothing wrong with the various scenarios we just listed.
No, there's not.
No.
Unless we testify about everybody and everything else except our great God, Jehovah.
And amen to that sentence.
The question, honey, that each of us needs to answer is, how much time do we spend bragging on God? The one who woke us up this morning.
That's right.
Clothed us. In the mind of Christ, gave us air to breathe and food to eat. The scripture is clear. We're to tell the world who he is and what he's done.
And sometimes he's done some miraculous things. In fact, the Message Bible translation of 1 Chronicles 16:9, remember, it says, broadcast all his wonders. Well, Psalm 34:3, also a great, great psalm, Psalm 34. In 34, verse 3, it says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together."
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, asking questions on today's call. Can you name the last person you bragged to about what God has done in your life? Perhaps you could name the last three. And just for curiosity, when was the last time you bragged on God to a friend?
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father wants us to be praising him. And truthfully, if we're spiritually smart, we want to do it a lot more than we do.
Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death."
The New Living Translation says, "We defeat him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony." You see, you and I, each of us, we have the greatest devil repellent ever devised. The thing that ensures his defeat and send him, well, it sends him packing. But if we don't use it, it won't work. The Word of God encourages us to give our testimony for a very specific purpose.
In Matthew 24, verse 14 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "And this good news of the kingdom, the gospel, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then will come the end."
God wants us broadcasting the good news to the entire world. And just for the record, you don't ever have to leave your hometown to testify of God's goodness to the nations. This is particularly true in certain nations of the world. The U.S., Great Britain being a few, but see, we live now in a global community. And you can testify of God's love to your neighbors and coworkers who come here from nations of the world. And if you do social networking, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, the world is your forum to tell of God's excellent greatness.
Hallelujah.
You and I have unlimited opportunities to testify of his love to millions of people without ever leaving our home or offices. The power of modern technology has brought the fulfillment of 1 Chronicles 16:8 directly into our home. This is the time. This is your time to testify.
Amen. Luke 21, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "This will be a time, an opportunity for you to bear witness." When we testify in obedience to his word, God makes a promise to all who give testimony to his majesty, love, grace, and power. In Psalm 132, verse 12 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "If your children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon your throne forever." We are pastors in and of ourselves, and kings and priests. And it says, now let's consider Colossians 3:15 also. Colossians 3:15 in the Message Bible. This is good, honey. "Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the Messiah, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way."
Wow, that last sentence is so powerful, that every detail, not just what happens at church.
There you go.
Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, thoughts, be done in the name of the Master, Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. Hallelujah. The way we thank him is by doing what he says in his word, by sharing our faith.
And living our faith.
That's it. Here's kind of a revelation. If we don't read the word and study it, then we'll continually have problems all the days of our natural born life.
Because we won't even know what to do. And so in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, we've quoted this recently. 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
If something is profitable, it's going to be beneficial.
Amen.
The word profitable in the Strong's Concordance is from a Greek word that means profitable advantage. If you want to have advantages in life, then we need to understand our instruction manual, God's holy word. Every answer to every problem we face is in that book.
Hallelujah.
Seven words, honey, that we talk about and say all the time.
That's right.
Read your Bible.
And do what it says.
Do what it says. That's it. Smith Wigglesworth, one of God's generals, once said, I am not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I am moved only by what I believe.
Wow, if you can get to that point in life, you have gotten somewhere.
Matthew Barnett, the pastor of the Dream Center in Los Angeles, he said, faith is believing that God is going to take you places before you even get there.
That's good.
That's a great quote.
Too.
Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the Chicken Soup book, said, your belief determines your action, and your action determines your results. But first, you have to believe.
Mm.
One more quote, and this one's from Smith Wigglesworth again. Fear looks, faith jumps.
That's right.
Faith never fails to obtain its object. If I leave you as I found you, I'm not God's channel. I'm not here to entertain you, but to get you to the place where you can laugh at the impossible.
Hallelujah.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Now it's time for you to take what you've heard today and begin to make your faith grow even stronger than it's ever been before as you anticipate is every blessing as found in, well, let's do Philemon 1:6 again.
This is good. And you know what? We're right there with you. Believe me, we're stretching our faith at times. We started with Philemon 1:6 in God's Word Translation, and it says, we're going to finish with it. As you share the faith you have in common with others, I pray that you may come to have complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ.
Hallelujah. That's a great verse to personalize to. As Brenda shares the faith she has in common with others, I pray that Brenda may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing she has in Christ.
That's a good one to pray with your children. Put your children's name in there.
Yeah.
Put your grandchildren's names in there.
Absolutely.
Put your spouse. That is a super, super wonderful scripture to personalize. For other people
as
to pray.
Sophia and Symphony
share
the faith they have in common with others. I pray that Sophia and Symphony become to have a complete knowledge and every blessing.
Mm.
Every blessing.
They have in Christ.
They have in Christ.
Amen.
In case you don't know it, Symphony and Sophia are our two youngest grandchildren.
That's it. I'm pretty
Speak
sure.
Speak the word over your children.
Yeah, pretty sure they know that by now. The
yeah, they,
talk
do.
About them.
They do. They do. Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. Check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.